Race. It's our Lesson Average Below Par radio show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just call
to say. Yes, it's like a mouse. It's like mice. I'm crawling around in the city.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Good to have Christopher Walken on the show last night, wasn't it, Ollie?
Oh, wasn't it? Wasn't it just Arroy? Absolutely Arroy. Oh.
What's that?
And that's Thai for beautiful.
No, not tonight.
Well, no, I only mentioned that I learned some Thai words yesterday. And sadika to all our Thai friends.
Seriously,
sadika.
Come on.
Yeah. But you'll notice, Tom, you're a man.
Mate, we speak English in this country.
do we now?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just bringing a bit of culture. And as you can see, some culture on my attire.
No,
I'm wearing my brand new Gucci shirt, which I bought in Thailand.
It's definitely not real. Like, that's not a real...
What do you mean it's not real? Of course it's real.
Well, it's not real. I mean, what proof do you have that Gucci top you're wearing is real?
Why wouldn't it be real? What are you saying about Thais?
No, well, I'm just saying
that
they could have...
You're saying the Thais fake their clothing? You're fading yourself, Dan. It's awkward for you.
It's not awkward
you're
for me.
You're the guy making racist
it's
accusations.
Awkward. I'm not making any racist accusations. I'm just saying... You think that Rolex is a real Rolex and you got it for $10?
As far as I know, it is, mate. And the tag on the back of this shirt says, Made in Italy. What? You think the tags are fake? I don't think so. The tag would say, Made in Thailand.
Hey, so exciting. Coming up in the next 25 minutes, Khaled Kalafala is coming in. Rising star of the Australian
Very
comedy
funny.
Scene.
We saw him live years ago and he was even younger back then. He's probably even better now.
Smashing it. And before then, we'll also ask if the I Love You went wrong. Because we do have questions
on
the show.
I'm intrigued about that, Tom, because that's coming from you, the I Love You story. But up next, a chance for a prize pack to be won by someone.
Oh.
I've got a brand new musical cryptic challenge. I'll explain it up next.
Okay, brilliant. This is Tom and Ollie on Triple M. With or without you, you too. Triple M, Tom and Ollie, taking you through your Tuesday night. Hey, this Thursday the footy's on, by the way, so we won't be. Big week.
No.
Whew. Big
short week for us, Tom, but it's good to ease back into it after a 2-week break. As you said, Tom, it's Tuesday, and so Trash Talk Back Tuesday will return, one of our favourites on a Tuesday, in about an hour's time, Trash Talk Back Tuesday. But also, I mean, it's games galore, because right now, I've got a brand new game for us. I mean, is it a game? Here's what it's called. It's a long one. It's called Ollie's Crazy, Carefully Worded, Cryptic Musical Challenge. You know I love a cryptic crossword.
Can you go through it, Han? What's the name of it again?
Oh, it's Crazy, Carefully Worded, Cryptic Musical Challenge. I'm going to give you a cryptic clue, and this is not for you to phone up on 13353. I want you to get in touch on the socials, on Facebook, at Tom and Ollie. Message us your answer. I'm going to give you a cryptic
Ollie
clue.
Ollie with a Y.
Ollie with a Y. Cryptic clue that contains two bands that Triple M plays.
Hang on, okay, so is this like a cryptic crossword?
I gave Digby one before, who was doing a show...
You've dug yourself into a massive hole here.
What I said was, I gave the past host a clue. Oh, no, because don't worry about it.
All right.
Anyway, here's my clue. We'll just get stuck into it.
Hang on. Is this like a cryptic crossword?
Yes, it is.
Because I hate cryptic crosswords.
Okay.
I can't do them.
Well, this is a good chance for you to learn.
Oh, I don't want to learn.
Cryptic clues are great. It's all about thinking outside the box. You know, a quick crossword will give you a word like... Happy, and you need to get a synonym. Tom, for example, like...
Cheerful,
great. No, that would probably be right. Could be jubilant, could be joyous. But a cryptic a cryptic clue has to have a bit of extra thinking. Now, here's the clue. It contains two bands that Triple M plays. Homicide suspects have fast eyes. I'll say it again one more time.
Okay, you're good.
And again... Responses are sent to Tom and Ollie at Facebook and a prize pack up for grabs. Here it is. Homicide suspects have fast eyes. Two bands.
Suspects.
Two bands are contained in that. I'm going to leave it there.
I think I know.
You've got the rest of the show.
I think I know the second one.
You know the second one? Is it because we brainstormed it before the show?
Yeah.
Because you don't know much more than that.
Okay. Good. Well, thanks so much.
So, look, it's open from now on. I've got a music pack here. We've got a few albums. We've got a tattoo. I'm on Smoko, if you can recall, from a few months ago now.
Yeah, good. Well, up next, for those that are lucky enough to be able to say to someone, I love you, that have a significant other in their life, then I don't want to hear from you up next. I want to hear from the people that went wrong.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Fun.
It's after this. Song 2, Blur. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Get those answers through on Facebook. It's Song 2, Blur, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Ollie, you've just started a brand new game called Ollie's Crazy Carefully Worded Cryptic Music Challenge. And it's where you've given a cryptic music clue, which is Homicide Suspects Have Fast Eyes.
Homicide Suspects Have Fast Eyes. There's two Triple M bands in there.
Yeah.
You had a guess, didn't you?
Well, there's a flaw for this game that I want to bring up right now. Because you got people to
well, there's not a message flaw because I've been getting messages in, all right?
Yeah, you're getting messages in through our social pages already at Tom and Ollie with a Y.
Lots of answers.
Yeah, lots of answers. But someone called James has posted on our page, hasn't messaged us, has done a public post that everybody else can see.
No, they can't because no one's seeing visitor posts on our page.
Really?
Nah, you don't see it.
Well, he's got the correct...
Don't say the answer.
I'm not going to say it.
Because you
saying...
thought it was the police. And by the way, a homicide suspect isn't a policeman.
Well, it could be.
It's a homicide investigator.
Well...
or if they're a corrupt policeman who's done a murder.
That's what I was thinking.
No, it's still open, Tom. Head to socials. Don't...
No, I'm not going to say the answer. Don't worry. But
I know.
This is a flaw because people are just going to post it publicly and then the game's over. Isn't
but
it?
If you like games for game's sake, you don't go and search for the answer illegally. You just submit your answer.
Oh, really?
You can Google any. You can go to a Google and get a thesaurus up for any answer.
Really? Because when I play Scrabble, I use the Unscramble app.
You go to anagrams.com because you're an idiot.
Cheating. Up next, I love you's gone wrong. I love you's gone wrong. Can't stand losing you, the police. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Can't stand losing you, the police. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, and I'm sorry if there's some technical difficulties happening, if some things are playing over the top of each other. I could be talking over something right now and not know it.
Can you fade it down a little bit?
No, I don't have any control over it. No, I don't have any control over what's playing.
For those who are having issues, we'll speak very slowly.
We will speak clearly and slowly, and if there are ads talking right now, you're welcome.
We're doing our best. And we're trying to talk between the lyrics. Tom, I know you're going to get to your story about I Love You, but getting a lot of answers about the Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic musical challenge. And I will say, a lot of people saying Blink-182
for
the clue, which is, of course, Homicide Suspects Have Fast Eyes.
Yeah.
Blink-182 does not refer to fast eyes, but good guess. But yes, the answer that most are giving for Homicide Suspects, which you didn't give, Tom. Look, I'll say it now. Is the killer.
No. Oh, gosh.
And, a lot of people messaging in saying you're talking over songs. Yeah, okay.
We get it. Well, Thank you. Thank you very much. Ollie, I was lucky enough to say I love you to my boyfriend the other night.
That is so beautiful.
Isn't it?
What a moment. How was it?
Tell me about it. It was a beautiful moment. It was before I went away on holidays. And I just decided to do it. You know, it's the first person I'd ever said. I mean, if there are ads playing underneath this right now. Or another song or something weird that's happening right now.
Heartfelt stuff.
Very heartfelt.
Do you want to say to your new buddy, your new boyfriend, your lover, over the top of the ads, something special?
Seth, mate, I haven't known you very long, but look, it's been great.
Come on down to Bob's crazy carpet clean because he'll clean your carpets for half the price.
For those markets that don't have any ads playing underneath, that was just a lot of boring silence to give it weight, you know. Anyway, so I said I love you. I said I love you to him. It all went smoothly. And this was the first time I've said I love you to someone, Ollie. And I could only, imagine.
Your last boyfriend you didn't?
I didn't because we were long distance.
So first time saying the L word.
Yep. And I couldn't imagine it going wrong. Could you imagine saying I love you to someone and then them just going, cool, thanks?
Yeah, my girlfriend did that to me.
What?
As a gag, I said I love you.
What do you mean as a gag?
No,
you can't say
I love you as
a gag.
No, I said I love you legitimately.
Yeah.
And she, toying with me, because she knew that I knew that she was into me, she said, oh, thank you, and gave me a hug. And then she's like, nah, just kidding, I love you too. But... That isn't the worst part. That's actually part B of the story. Part A is that she said I love you to me and took it back.
You can't take it back.
She had just been at the grand final to watch her team, Geelong, win the grand final.
In the AFL.
Obviously, a lot of Terps involved. Big day. And in her words, best day of her life. You know, up and about, won the granny. She comes to me in the evening. We're lying in bed. She says, Ollie, I love you. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's lovely.
Wow.
I'm like, how do you even know? I didn't say it back. I said, how do you even know though? And she goes, yeah, good question. I don't know if I do know.
Here's what I want. It's a Tuesday night. I mean, we're all feeling really good. Why don't we just get a bit depresso and talk about I love you's gone wrong. Did the I love you go wrong? Did you say it? And it didn't go the way that you'd planned. 133353. Share with us here in this safe space, like this safe overlapping music space.
Extra noise adding to your radio here. But yeah, comedic stories, but maybe some sad stories.
133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Firewood and Candles, Paul Kelly, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, the number one development show, except it wasn't our issue that caused ads to be playing underneath what we were talking about there, Ollie. I've just got a message here from Martin on our Facebook page at Tom and Ollie with a Y. Can you amateurs stop playing music or the ads playing together?
Yeah.
What?
Well, Pranil said on Instagram, it's horrible, can't hear you at all.
Oh, no. That's nice of him, though.
Yeah. Anyway, a lot of that on Facebook, you know, feedback. But also, a lot of guests is coming through for my musical challenge, my crazy, carefully worded cryptic musical challenge. Again, not Blink-182. Darren said that maybe Blur was the second answer.
Oh, I like it.
So the clue is homicide suspects have fast eyes. Mm. Wesley said the first one could be fun-loving criminals. But a lot of correct answers coming through. I won't reveal it, but if you've got it right, you do
we'll
know.
Play throughout the night.
We'll keep it open.
Crazy voices. 133353. The question we're asking now, though, is did the I love you go wrong?
Mm. Well, you had a successful one, Tom.
I had a success.
Yeah. Were you worried?
And you know what's... No, I wasn't too worried. You know what's interesting now with the I love you as well? As soon as you do it, it becomes an I love you fest.
Oh, doesn't it? It's like a drug. It's like getting just an absolute addiction to some weird thing going on.
And of course, because I was overseas for 2 weeks, it was just like, love you, love you, love you.
I know, no, I love you the most.
No, I love you the most. Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Where's that vomit sound effect? Because he's American, though, your boyfriend. Was he saying, well, Tom, I love you too.
Oh.
That's why God loves cowboys.
He's a country music fan, my boyfriend.
He does love a bit of country. Who's that, Aaron Watson?
That's Aaron Watson.
So you've asked here, what or did the I love you go wrong? Not a heap of stuff, but I mean, we have got Crazy John who's called up, Tom. Do you want to hear from Crazy John?
I don't want to hear from Crazy John.
At this stage, he's your only caller. So
God.
G'day, Crazy John. How are you?
Yeah, Ollie. How are you, mate? How was your holiday, bud?
Yeah, really good, man. Just went to Thailand. You might have heard, learned some language. Sadikar.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. I don't know what it means, but that's awesome.
Yeah, and Tom was in Hawaii. Tom's actually moved on because you're
who?
Here. Tom.
Who? Tom who? Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, Buffalo Bill. That's
the man who can't master the kazoo. Yeah,
I've actually got a new nickname for Tom. John, do you want to hear it?
Yeah, what is it?
I call him not, if you've seen him, he's very blonde. I call him not Ellen DeGeneres, but Ellen Degenerate.
Degenerate,
yeah, it's because he's like a disheveled Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay, hairy, John, what's stubbly. Your story, mate? That's the reason.
Interrupting you there.
This is my radio show, mate, not yours. So why don't you give us your story?
Oh, okay, sorry. I told my girlfriend I bought her a ring and I slipped it on her finger and I told her I love her, loved her, and she jumped out the bedroom window.
Gonna dump that, ready?
Why?
Yeah, just gonna dump it.
Yeah, we didn't need to dump that, but...
Tom and Ollie will be back in a moment.
Tom just gets scared when John goes on the air.
Yeah, Tom I don't need John, you know? I don't need him on here. It's my radio show.
Okay, well, we'll go to the other callers then.
We don't have any.
We'll go to the rest of the calls then, Tom. You've dumped our only caller for no reason.
I don't know. You know, it's too much fun. Hey, coming up next, we have Coloured Colour Fella on the show. Up-and-coming comedian...
Oh, already up, I'd say.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, he's already up, mate.
Good call.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Sometimes an answer leads to even more questions.
I got bitten by a redback on my private part.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Ollie, the I love you's gone wrong have come through on 133353. Toby, you've done the I love you, but it's gone wrong.
I'd had a fight with my partner or my wife, and I'd gone out for the afternoon, and I received a text message saying, "Do you know where my keys are?" And so I replied, "Sorry, I don't," and I couldn't just leave her hanging like that. So I wrote back, "Sorry, I don't and just wrote, "I love you." And of course, she got the message. I got home later that night, and she said, "Well, what on earth is all this about?" And of course, she's read the messages. "Sorry, I don't love you."
Oh.
So
that is, "I love you" gone wrong to a T.
Yeah,
well
nice.
Done, Toby.
Well done.
Now, don't go anywhere, because up next we've got Khalid Kalafala. He has got a great background, born in to Egyptian parents in Saudi Arabia, but very much Australian in terms of comedic sensibility. So go nowhere, Khalid, up next.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Turn this one up. Akadaka, you shook me all night long, baby. Disarm, Smashing Pumpkins, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Sorry if you're experiencing technical difficulties where you are as well.
Come on, Tom. What's going on?
I know.
Is it your fault?
I don't think so. I think all the buttons are on and working fine. Right. And very soon we're going to ask, after China's created a laser gun, what fictional item from any story do you want to have?
Oh, heavy stuff, Tom.
Oh, it's massive.
But right now we've got a very funny comedian, Khalid Kalafala, in the studio. Good evening, Khalid.
Guys, I'm so delighted to be here. Thank you for having me.
A pleasure.
How was my mic?
Your mic sounds good with your Egyptian Arabic accent.
Yeah, good.
That's actually not true. I'm reading that because you don't sound like that. But I was reading that you did grow up in Saudi Arabia, where you had an outsider accent, an Egyptian accent. And then you've moved from there to New Zealand, then to Australia.
Didn't you pretend to be Spanish when you were over there as well?
Yeah, no, I had an eclectic upbringing. I pretended to be Spanish when I was in Egypt recently.
Right,
a lot of the guys there, they try and sell you on things.
Good.
And they know that foreigners have more money than the locals. So
yeah,
everyone was treating me like an Egyptian, which was bittersweet because I finally belonged somewhere. But then immediately they realized I was a local and they weren't treating me so well. So I was like, no, you know what? I'm not from here.
Yeah.
And I was like, I could be Spanish, you don't know.
Yeah, you got to play the right cards. Here I am trying to pin down where you're from, your background, what you're doing now. But even you must find it hard, having been in so many places and been playing so many different roles.
It's been a tough life for me, yes. No, you know, I think it gives, it's bittersweet. There's a, and it depends on how you look at it. Some people let it really bog them down, and other people really see it as just an eclectic experience and something that gives them a new perspective. Mm. And I like to think that as well, and I like to think that it gives me new things to talk about.
Yeah, well, we've seen your show years ago. Tom and I saw it, didn't we? And I do recall you were playing off the fact that you want to win over the Aussie crowds, but you also want to pay homage to your background. Is that still a theme in your shows?
Yeah, and we were just talking about it when you introduced me as, you know, Arabic background, but also Australian. No, he's still Australian, you guys.
He's got
still
an Aussie accent.
But that's something, you know, that's something I touch on as well whenever I go on stage. I always find that there's such a delicate balance between relaying the fact that I am not from here, but also from here at the same time. And that's something that, you know, that I play with. There's two sides of me, two halves of me, the Aussie side and the Arab side.
Can you name one AC/DC song?
No.
Because Malcolm Turnbull couldn't. Do you remember this was
really?
A huge saga?
Okay.
Malcolm couldn't. Have we got a list here that I can help you out with? We've got a list. We played one.
Come on. Just one.
I'm about to make a fool of myself.
Just one AC/DC song.
Is A Long Way to the Top an AC/DC song?
Is A Long Way to the Top an AC/DC song? I can tell you. Khalid Kalafala. It is.
Bravo.
Oh my lord. My citizenship was hanging over my head like never before then. You guys, I'm Australian by what I do, not by who I am, alright? This
really
skin color means I had to get that song right, and thank goodness. Alright, good night, everyone. Good night.
I feel really
bad.
Oh
my god.
I'm really
my publicist Phoebe is fine. Why did you book me into this thing? This feels like a citizenship test again.
Mate, you're on. Come on, you know where you are. You need to be asked these types of questions, buddy. Let's get into more Khalid Kalafala after this. This is Iran. Who's this by? No, don't worry.
We'll chat comedy after this as well, Khalid. Yeah. Not just your background.
Yeah, I think so. It's by A Flock of Seagulls.
Sure.
Yeah, don't worry. I've got a screen here. I can read it. Yeah.
Just.
You with Tom and Ollie, Triple M. I ran a flock of seagulls, Triple M's Tom and Ollie coming up. What item would you have from any fictional world or story?
Yeah. Tom, we're getting juicy here with Khalid Kalafala, who is a comedian you might know from, or you've been on Comedy Up Late on the ABC on iView.
Sure, yeah.
Upper Middle Bogan.
Yes.
That's Not My Dog as well.
That's correct,
that?
Yes. Yeah,
but, I mean, we love the comedian stuff. We love gags. All this stuff is great. But
hang on, by the way, you've got a show going on around the country and you can get tickets at frontiercomedy.com as well.
It's in frontiercomedy.com/ Khalid Kalafala. Good luck, spell.
Brilliant. Khalafala.
You're reading it and you spelt it wrong. It's right in front of you and you spelt it wrong.
Did I?
The listeners have absolutely no chance. Khaled. Kind of like DJ Khaled.
Just go on Spotify, you'll find Khaled. Yeah. No, look,
type an Arab comedian. I'm the first person that pops up.
Speaking of, we're having some amazing chats in that song there because you were saying, I mentioned you had moved from originally in Saudi Arabia, but then to New Zealand, to Townsville in Queensland, yep. And then to Bendigo. And you were saying that in Bendigo, you were a young lad, about 13 probably.
Yep, yep.
And it was a pretty tough time. Tell us about that.
Bendigo was a tough time for me because, I mean, Bendigo itself is beautiful. The people are really nice and everything is really friendly. But I was transitioning in a time in my life where I was in my formative years, identity-wise, trying to figure out who I am. And I was quite literally the only brown person in my entire school. I stayed there for 3 years and there was a lot of... it was a time where I was trying to accumulate cultural capital, if I may. You know, you get a few brownie points being Australian if you drink beer. You get a few brownie points by liking footy. You get a few brownie points. In Bendigo, it was even more extreme. You get a few brownie points if someone in your family is a farmer. You get a few points if you know how to dirt bike. You get a few points if you're wearing all the Fox gear. Yeah. I did none of that, right? And I was
hang
struggling
on, no Fox
to fit
gear
in.
At all. You had no Fox
gear.
Had
no
I had
Fox
absolutely
gear.
Drinking Monster?
No
hey,
Fox gear. Obviously, I was wearing
on.
The dirt bike gloves around. But
of course.
Other than that.
Yeah, and you were saying it was post 9/11 as well.
And it was post 9/11, yeah. So that was...
So does that make you dig in deeper as to who you are and stick to what you know in like your family and your background? Or does it make you sort of just reinvent yourself?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a big part of the show that I'm touring July 21st in Melbourne is...
July 28th in Adelaide, July 14th in Brisbane, and July 13th in Sydney.
Frontiertouring.com/ Khalid Kalafala. A big part of my show is about finding my roots. And I think I speak about the difference between, majority of Australians traveling overseas and what ethnic people do when they travel overseas is that I'm always trying to find my roots and I find the white people are always trying to find themselves.
Yeah.
Just traveling, I'm just trying to find myself. I'm always trying to find out who I am. I'm like, I'm brown, but how brown am I? Like, what if I go to Africa and I find out, this whole time, these are my people. But really, I travel around. I'm like, nowhere is my people, you know? I'm just really a mix of all of the places that I've been to previously.
I think whites are pretty similar. I mean, I find myself going overseas and going, what do I like about this place? Maybe, do I fit in with this Zen Buddhist vibe?
But I think with you, Ollie, you grew up with, you know, like the story on the TV that you can identify with because it looks like you and, you know, everything's about you, you know? Like, your story is pretty similar to everything that we see in media. I'm guessing Khalid... Well, I'm only saying this from a gay man. I don't know how similar it is for you, but you wouldn't see, like, a brown guy on TV being like, yeah, cool, I'm, like, Australian, but I'm also brown. I don't know. Is that... Am I putting words in your
Chris
mouth?
Lilly,
or?
Chris Lilly's doing it. So.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. I mean, Muhammad, but I think...
am I saying anything true? Is that kind of what it's like? You don't have anyone that you can look to in media and that kind of thing?
Well, you know what? I think one of the problems is we do have people in the media. However, they aren't true expressions of what their roots are or their cultural lineage outside of what Australia enforces is the similarity that you should be instead of the celebration of difference. One of which being, and I love Waleed Ali, but one of which being is, for example, Waleed Ali. So you've got the archetype example of someone with a white wife who is wearing a scarf, and what that shows to Australia is this is the example of what a good Arab looks like. It is the footy-loving, AC/DC playing person who plays the cultural trope of exactly what Australia wants to hear at any given time while contrasting it with images of ISIS and all the bad Arabs holding guns and going, see, these are the bad ones. Yeah. And then they get experts to come and commentate on them and he goes, ooh, bad, condemn, condemn, condemn. Mm-hmm. And what that does is it creates the binary of the good Arab and the bad Arab. Waleed being the good one, and I'm always within the story of being, I'm either the good or the bad. And if I don't immediately say, I'm the bad, than I am the bad. So it's kind of like you going, if your name is James, you constantly have to go, I'm not Michael. Well, you never were Michael, but if you have to say I'm not Michael, then it creates the possibility that you ever were Michael, right? But you're just James, so I'm just colored. If I have to say I'm colored and I'm not the bad Arab. Now, I'm sorry it got so deep, but it gets way funnier in my show.
Man, it's so true. And I think it's always a true point that it's never black and white. It's always shades of gray. And that girl who wrote that book was, for once, she was right about something. There is a number of shades of gray or shades of color in everything. There's no black and white.
More Kelly Keller fella after this, I reckon, because you're just having too much fun. This is awesome.
Cheers,
you're
guys.
A smart dude.
I'm delighted.
Stick around. More coming up after this. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. New music here. It's new music from Pearl Jam called Can't Deny Me. Triple M is where you're at. Tom and Ollie here. We have questions very soon. If you have an opinion, it'll be heard on Trash Talk Back Tuesday. Mm. It's coming up very soon in the next half an hour.
But right now we're chatting to Khalid Kalafala, who, very funny man, but also proving himself more than a comedian, but a man with a brain.
A visionary mind.
Under pressure, I've shat on many people I admire today. I apologise to all of Australia and my mentors.
No, you're doing very well, and we've been exploring your background and how that informed your comedy and growing up in places like Townsville and Bendigo, being the only dark man, I guess you'd say, or dark boy at the time. And we were discussing...
That is what I call it, yes, dark boy.
You say dark boy. Very hard for me to...
Which is the title of my new show, ladies and gentlemen, Dark Boy, coming 2019.
Your new show is self-titled, and it's touring around the country. Tickets can be purchased from frontiertouring.com.
/ Coloured Colour Follow.
Yeah, I won't spell it again. I'll get it wrong. But we were chatting just in the song there that there's an amazing new show on Netflix, which is Hannah Gadsby's brand new comedy show. Well, not brand new, it's new to Netflix.
She's been touring around the world with this show for like a year and a half. It's won awards in Edinburgh. It won the award for best show here or in Australia at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, which is Australia's biggest comedy festival. It's an amazing show. You've seen it as well, Khaled.
Yeah.
Let's just break down what it is first.
Sure.
So Hannah Gadsby's show, she basically says she's quitting comedy because she can no longer keep up the facade of what comedy requires of her, which she was saying she couldn't handle the fact she was selling out her own community, and that was the LGBTI community, in the sense that they were the butt of her jokes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
she felt like self-deprecating humor.
Yeah, she was betraying herself and it was too much weight on her shoulders.
Yeah.
Do you feel that's a burden that you have to bear when it comes to making jokes about your own community?
I didn't think so until I watched Nanette, and that's the problem. I mean, watching Nanette was kind of like, for those of you that haven't seen it, the best way you can condense it or reduce the entire show impolitely is to say it is, if you work in an office job and you've always fantasized about just throwing all your work in the bin, looking at your boss in the eye and just flipping him the bird and walking out, that's exactly what she's done in the comedy equivalent. She's taken on all the people that she thinks wield power over her, and then she's just flipped the bird and then walked out, and she's gone, oh, by the way, all you other comedians, you're all exactly in the same boat, and you've gone, am I? And it's just left me shaking for weeks going, what is going on? I hate the show, by the way, because I looked at it, then I looked at my show, and then I've gone, what a piece of crap this is.
Your own show, that is, not hers.
My own show. No, I look at my own show and I'm like, well, this is crap compared to Nanette. Why would you do that? Why would I watch this days before my own tour? Now I just have this inferiority. Here I was thinking I was a revolutionary brown Malcolm X coming out and talking about how Bendigo made me sad a little.
Revolutionizing the world. She does pull the rug out from underneath the audience. She tells these jokes and then she pulls the rug up by saying, actually, that was actually a joke version of the story. The real story is far darker and more confronting, and it touches on assault and, you know, deeper gender issues. Does it make you reassess comedy or the way you go about it?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it makes me, more than comedy, it made me reassess who I am. And especially because a lot of the power imbalances that she talks about being a gay woman in Australia are analogous to being a brown person in Australia as well. And I don't think my plight is nearly as bad as hers or as bad as any other brown person. I don't mean to play the victim card here, but she did say a lot of things that I was like, oh man, that's exactly what I was feeling and couldn't put the words to it. One of which was, she said, by the time I recognized I was gay, I was already homophobic.
Yeah.
And that really talks about the binary that I was talking about, the two parts of me, I realized it was the same thing for me, that by the time I identified as someone as with Arab heritage, I was already racist. Yeah. I was already part of that, you know, system in Australia, which came from my rural upbringing especially. And that, you know, I really related to her going, one part of me hates the other part of me.
Mm. She's from Tasmania, so it was the most backward part of the country. We don't broadcast to there, so we can bag them. Tassie, come on, guys. But it's, and what she describes about that self-hate of like, I don't like who I am because I've realized... Yeah, that this whole time I've been fighting against who I am.
Exactly, yeah. And I really feel the same thing sometimes, and it really opened up my eyes. And I looked at some of the stuff I was trying to say in my show, and I was like, these are just the beginnings. They're just seeds of this idea that I think I would have finally expressed maybe after 20 years of just exploring this topic. And bang, there she is with nuggets of wisdom.
Can I give you a shred of hope, though?
Please.
I mean, comedy in itself surely is a chance to go away for an hour and escape and have a good time. Let's be honest, Hannah Gadsby show doesn't give you that. It's not an escape. It's a full on affront.
It's a drive home. You wake up to yourself in that show. It's not an escape at all.
It's a slap in the face.
You have to confront yourself in that show.
Particularly for white men, and that's who need to go and watch it. But I would say that, you know, you're doing comedy first and foremost. You can still contribute to that fun. And
yeah, so don't worry.
Absolutely.
You're still funny, man.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it. I'm glad I heard it here.
on the Night Show, the number one development show on Nights on Triple M.
You haven't got to
fun?
Reinvent the wheel again and again and again. I'm just saying, don't get too much pressure built up on you.
Make sure you go out and see Khalid Kalafala's show touring around the country, July 13 to July 28th in Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Adelaide. For tickets and info, head to frontiercomedy.com/Khalid Kalafala. Don't worry about spelling it.
K-H-A-L-A-F-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A.
You don't need to do that, Khalid. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Khalid.
Thanks, mate. My pleasure, boys. Thanks for having me.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
So good to have Khalid Kalafala on the show. Khalid Republic across all the socials if you want to get in touch with him as well. Such an amazingly beautiful communicator.
Just posting the photo of him, Tom, on Facebook. And while I'm up here...
Oh, yeah.
I think we'll close off the... Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic musical challenge.
And what is that again?
This is where I give a cryptic clue with two bands, two Triple M bands in the clue.
Like a cryptic crossword kind of thing.
Exactly right. Here's the clue.
Yeah.
Homicide suspects have fast eyes. I will now reveal to you, look, a number of folks on Facebook messaging in at Tom and Ollie, getting it correct. And I'll try and start from the start.
Mm. No, don't.
Tim.
No. Nah.
Troy.
No, this is... We've got...
Tab.
Can we just go to a song?
Fiona, Darren. Yep. It was The Killers and R.A.M.
Oh!
Tom, you didn't get it.
What?
I'll say it again. The Killers and R.A.M. Get it. Oh, man, you are on the money tonight, mate. Homicide suspects, of course, are The Killers.
Oh, good.
You thought it was the police, which is the opposite.
I was being funny.
Oh,
it was a joke
and
answer.
Fast Eyes is R.E.M.
You know, like that show, Have You Been Paying Attention? Sometimes they don't say the correct answer. They say a gag and they still get points. So for me saying the police, it's like that.
All right. Well, 10 points to you, Tom. You're in the lead of your own game and only you're playing. But, of course, R.E.M., Rapid Eye Movement. And that was the first one, guys. So we'll do it again.
Up next, China has claimed to create a product that I'm saying is directly out of Star Wars.
And sorry, the winner was James, by the way. James gets the prize pack. What on, James?
With Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stick around. It's R.E.M. Orange Crush, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Of course, R.E.M. being one of the answers to Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge that's for the fast eyes bit of homicide suspects have fast eyes. The other one was homicide suspects is the killers.
That's right, Tom. You've worked it out. It's taken you 70 minutes, but that's okay. Mm. We're all on the same page now. And I'll bring back the crazy cryptic carefully worded challenge pretty soon, maybe next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I reckon next week. Once a week would be a good amount.
It's coming back.
Well, why wouldn't it? People loved it. We got like 50 messages.
I never put a number to things.
Mate, that's more messages than you've ever got for any of your content.
Trash Talk Back Tuesday coming up very soon, but 133353, I want to ask, what item would you have from any fictional world or story? Because I was reading a story today, Ollie, from gizmodo.com.au. You know I love my tech news.
Oh, Gizmodo.
I get on Gizmodo.
Yeah.
And China claims...
Bookmark that.
China claims to have a real deal laser gun that inflicts instant carbonization of human skin. Now, when I read this, my brain instantly went to Star Wars.
China also claims the South China Sea, but I mean, that's debatable.
What?
It's political.
Yeah, what? Hang on.
Well, it's the sea's up for debate as to who owns the sea. It's international waters. But anyway, it's too heavy for you. We'll leave it.
A real deal laser gun like out of Star Wars. It's pretty insane. Okay, so this is like this laser assault rifle, right? Apparently, it can hit a target a kilometer away. This is by using laser,
and do damage?
Laser. A freaking laser beam.
Is it doing damage, though?
It can ignite flammable objects. It can burn through human skin.
Oh, wow. So it's not like a lecture pointer stick.
No. They reckon it weighs about 3 kilos. And it can fire through windows and stuff. It could be used in covert military operations. The beam is powerful enough to burn through a gas tank and ignite the fuel storage facility in a military airport. It's entirely silent and its beam is invisible.
Are you reading that in real time?
Correct.
Well,
isn't that pretty incredible, though?
Never been a Star Wars fan, but I can relate that, yeah, look, a laser gun, pretty sweet.
You know, like the stormtroopers, pew, 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 yeah. Pew, pew, pew.
But didn't you find that, even I've seen enough Star Wars to know that those laser things just never did anything bad, like, effective to the good guys? It never hurt them? Like, Han Solo got hit 1,000 times, but they get hit once and they die?
They fall down to the ground.
They fall down like there were sticks in the wind. Anyway, it's not my thing. I'm more of a Lord of the Rings kind of guy.
Oh, well, what would you have out of Lord of the Rings then? Like, what kind of item? Because this is what I want to ask. If you could have any item for any fictional story, like, what would it be?
Can I take that back? I'm more of a Harry Potter guy. Because Lord of the Rings, there's that one powerful ring.
Yeah.
All it does is make you invisible and make you hate yourself. Doesn't it? Like, it's just got that.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's
Whereas
not,
Harry
it's
Potter
nice
has a cloak that makes you invisible without the self-hate.
Yeah, the invisibility cloak's pretty good.
So I think I'd go the cloak.
You go the invisibility cloak?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. What would you go? Well, you haven't got an answer for
me? Oh, no. Well, you've stolen. I know what you've done. You've stolen what I was going to say, which was the invisibility cloak.
Were you
going to
say
Harry
that?
Potter. Yeah.
I don't think you'd read Harry Potter books. I don't think you read much.
I've read them several times.
You've watched the movies.
I would go the spells book out of Charmed.
Very funny. That's what Eli, our work experience boy, did. He said that he wants the spells book from Charmed with Alyssa Milano. God, she's attractive. I don't think that's why Eli was loving Charmed for Alyssa Milano for some reason. I get that impression.
133353. Put your mind to any fictional story, any world out there that's not real, a sci-fi novel, anything like that. 133353. If you could have any item from it, what would it be? It could be a weapon. It could be a special power.
Totally. Any of those things, Tom.
Invisibility cloak. 133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Scar Tissue, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Triple M's Tom and Ollie on this Tuesday night. If you've got something that you need to say, an opinion of some sort, Trash Talk Back Tuesday is back for you to make sure that opinion is heard.
And I believe, Tom, it's plane travel specific, isn't it?
Yeah, it's if you've got something to say about traveling on a plane.
Traveling or only transiting.
Yeah.
If you've got beef opinions.
Hey, right now, it's a bit of a hypothetical question because we have questions on this show. If you could have any item from any fictional story or world, what would it be? Mm. Because China's made this gun that's pretty much out of Star Wars. It's like a laser gun. And inflicts instant carbonization of human skin.
Is it actually, is it for fun or is it like a worrisome thing like it could be used?
Oh, is it for fun? A gun that...
Are we worried about it? Is it a weapon?
Yeah, it's a weapon. It's a gun.
Are they using it though to go to war with it?
Probably.
Well, you don't know anything because you've read half an article. Can I change my answer? I said before Harry Potter's invisibility cloak.
Yeah, which is awesome, which is a cloak that causes invisibility.
Nah, I'm going to go...
The Marauder's Map.
No, I'm changing up my audience here. Rick and Morty. I would like to have Rick's portal gun. The gun he shoots with the green, makes a green wall or a door.
Yeah.
And he flies through it to different worlds.
Okay. You're granted.
I can get out of here.
You're granted. Oh.
Oh. You okay?
It's just the flashback to that time when you left me for 45 minutes in our breakfast show in Albury because we worked.
I slept in. Get over it.
I had to do a show for 45 minutes by myself.
You call that a show? It's like three segments. Who cares? Andrew, 133353, what would you have? Any item from a fictional story?
Good afternoon, Tom and Ollie, or is that Sawadee Cup?
Sawadee Cup. Ah, you're exactly right, Andrew. Yeah, a bit of a Thai speaker yourself.
I've got a Thai wife, mate, yeah.
Lovely. So, well, so buddy Mai to her.
Yeah, no worries.
That means how are you, sir? All right, well, I can't do much more than that. Andrew, what would you like to have?
A time machine.
A time machine?
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool.
Any specific time machine? Like, do you want Doctor Who's time machine? Do you want the one from Austin Powers? Which one do you want?
The Austin Powers one wasn't too bad, I suppose.
Yeah. From The Spy Who Shagged Me, number two. He goes back in time.
Yeah.
It's the introduction of Fat Bastard in that one.
Yeah, that's one.
And Mini-Me, of course.
Someone's a big fan of the Austin Powers franchise.
I just watched it recently while I was in Hawaii.
Oh, wow. Good holiday. You watched the series of Austin. You said you had a good time.
Yeah, it was. It was just
you were
like,
lying.
We were
out of conversation, and you watched Austin Powers nude with four other men, didn't you?
Yeah, we were naked.
God,
give us a call 133353 if you could have any item from any fictional world or story. What would it be?
Keep those calls coming in. God, call now. In fact.
Yeah, it's a bit slow. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Welcome. Back from 1979. Is She Really Going Out With Him? Of course, by Joe Jackson. Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
Of course.
Trash Talk Back Tuesday. Coming up very soon if you've got an opinion. 133353.
Right,
yeah, I'm not fine. What item would you have from any fictional world or story? Of course, we're talking about time travel there with good old Austin Powers.
Andrew, was it? Was having a chat. Yeah. Yeah, you were loving Austin Powers on your holiday in Hawaii.
Yeah, it was great.
In between getting free stuff whilst on the apps, chatting to blokes, you were also watching Austin Powers. Mate. Was it the one with
The Spy Who Shagged Me?
Heather
it's number
Graham,
two. Yeah, Heather Graham in it.
I was about to say Heather Graham is just the hottest, but then I also just thought that, Liz Hurley. She's also, they're both.
Well,
just,
she's in the start of that one.
Oh, they both. I've got to watch that again.
Yeah.
They're both amazing.
It's brilliant. MJ Hosko on Twitter. His username is FCUK Skull. He said Deadpool's suit.
Oh, Deadpool's suit.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's pretty. What does it make you impervious to pain?
I think his suit doesn't do anything.
I don't think his suit does a whole lot.
His suit doesn't do anything. He's got a condition where he can't die.
Right.
So I don't think his suit does anything. I just think it just covers the fact that he's got like a skin condition.
Back on Austin Powers,
actually, you could use with that suit with your eczema.
I was going to ask Tom, Austin Powers related. I was saying I find Liz Hurley attractive. Yeah. Do you find Fat Bastard attractive? Jason on 133353. Who? What would you have? What item?
G'day, guys.
Hey.
I'd have. Get a lens from, do you know the book, The First Lensman?
No.
What is it?
What? Lens, L-E-N-S.
Lens.
Like a camera.
Sort of. It allows you to communicate telepathically with anyone else. So
I'm going to Google it. What's it called?
The book, The First Lensman.
And what's the item called?
Just a lens.
Okay.
L-E-N-S.
Okay. I'll Google lens, see if it comes up.
Hang on, so you can telepathically read minds, can you, Jason, if you've got one?
Apparently, yeah.
Well, I'm reading here. The lens, yeah. The lens is a transmissive optical device that focuses on dispersing a light beam.
It's better than Deadpool's suit. I mean, it allows you to do nothing in the suit. But...
Yes. Spot on, Jason.
Actually, Jason, I think I'm reading your mind at the moment.
Yeah, what
I think I've already got a lens. What? You're just thinking, what the hell have I done? I've called the worst radio show in history.
No, he's thinking, yes, Fat Bastard's attractive.
Oh, come on.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Two best mates.
I'm sick of you.
Oh, yeah?
And 3 hours of questions. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, can I just stop for a second and just check in with you? When you were watching Austin Powers...
Oh, no, come on. We've been through this.
No, but you said you were in Hawaii on holidays for, 2 weeks?
15 days. It's a long time. You need to have some downtime when you're on holiday.
What time of the day was it when you watched Austin Powers?
Like 9 o'clock at night. We had a big day hiking. Like, it's fine. You're allowed to watch a movie on holiday.
Were you a bit drunk? Tipsy.
I was indulging responsibly with beverages, and we talked about Austin Powers 2 that day, specifically number 2, and we decided to rent it on the telly and watch it. I mean, what? A guy can't watch a film in Hawaii? Heaps of people do it.
Was it good? Any regrets?
So much fun. Oh, that scene where he's in the tent and it's got a shadow and it's like the first one where he's getting the medical done.
I love
the
scene
shadows
where he gets the little cart blocked in the hallway and he has to keep reversing it.
That's not in number 2.
Oh, what's that? Different one.
Yeah, I think it's in number 1 or 3 because it wasn't in the one that I saw.
All right. Well, anyway, moving on. Up next, Trash Talk Back Tuesday. Don't go anywhere. Get fired up.
If you've got an opinion about traveling at all, 133353, jump on that blower.
I've got opinions about plane travel particularly.
Same. New music here. Greta Van Fleet, Highway Tune, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Highway Tune, Greta Van Fleet, new music here on Triple M, baby.
Yeah. It's a Tuesday, Tom, and we have now started to love this as a staple. It's a chance to go FM. Sorry, a chance to go AM on FM.
Yeah.
Which means talking about...
It's opinions.
Opinions, arguments, beefs. And this is it here.
Ah, piss off, you dickhead.
You're a f***wit. I've just spoken to a f***ing idiot.
Tom and Ollie's Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Bringing that trash in here.
Oh, my God.
That's right. It is Talk Back Radio. You know, we'll chat it out. We'll chat it out. But it'll be trashy and it'll be rude.
Well, we have questions on this show and we always ask for your... For your answers, for your feedback. But what this time, it's not even about answers. It's just about an opinion.
Well, what are you thinking right now? What's the pulse of the nation? What are you whinging about?
All right, pig, shut up. It's time for me to get...
Don't you call me a pig.
Oh, mate, I'll call you a pig. It's Trash Talk Back Tuesday. I'll call you pig.
You are always going to this absurd character with a voice in this.
No, no.
I've got a genuine...
This is my actual opinion. And my actual voice.
Is it? That's a new one. Do you have anything to say or just a voice?
Yeah, I've got heaps to say. We're talking about travelling tonight, aren't we?
Why don't you clear your throat on your own time?
I'll clear my throat on the mic because it's AM radio and I'm probably wearing some kind of headset mic.
Okay, well, it's my segment. Can I just start off? All right. We're doing travel beefs and travel issues.
133353.
Having been to Thailand just recently, and Sadika, to everyone listening from Thailand, Sadika, somebody may. I was annoyed. I won't name the airline. I won't name. You know, I'll be above that. I won't name them. Yeah. But I was peeved.
If you're
off.
On AM.
You'd name them, wouldn't you? I was pissed off. Not just peeved off. Pissed off.
Oh, don't say.
To have to pay. I was on a flight from Melbourne to Bangkok.
Yeah.
That's a long way.
Yeah.
And I was given no free entertainment, no free movies. Yeah. I had to pay $10 just to get access to some of the most basic of films.
Oh my God.
They had a classic section which had about 5 movies.
No, I was in the classics.
Oh, well, I won't even go into it. Family favorites.
Can't remember.
Ant-Man. I don't want to watch that.
You don't want to watch Ant-Man.
Drama. Yeah. Hadn't heard any of them. So don't make me pay $10 for bullshit movies.
I want to let you know that on my airline, I had only the utmost entertainment. I had great entertainment on mine.
Let me guess, you went on some punsy expensive airline.
Well, I was on Qantas and it was great entertainment.
Oh, you would, you snob.
Oh, don't call
Look
me
at you,
a
you
snob.
Hoity-toity.
Mate, you're a pig.
Why?
Because you're calling me a snob.
You have such a limited vocab. You need a script to be able to do this.
My vocabulary is not limited.
Look, if you've heard how it works, Trash Talk Back Tuesday, you're a big dickhead, Tom. I'm going to leave you there.
133353.
What do you want to have a beef about? Happy to start off with some travel beefs, whether it's on the plane, whether it's public transport. I'm going to avoid the roads now because I know that roads is very easy to... People get arced up a lot. I'm going to avoid that for now. 133353, Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Mate, I've got one about the baggage carousel up next.
Oh, no. Very plane focused.
Well, I mean, it's travelling, isn't it?
Plain Jane over here.
You know what? I'll give you a baggage carousel one, and I'll give you a hostel one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Trash Talk Back Tuesday, 133353. Get arced up. Get your beef out there. Get your opinion heard.
You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, you pig. It's Pink Floyd's Learning to Fly. It's Triple M's Learning to Radio here with Tom and Ollie, the number one development show. Naughty After Night isn't far away. And look, for those of you that draw a phallic object on things, we're going to ask for your input after 9 o'clock. For those phallic drawers, because someone's done it and it can be seen from space.
Dick apparently. Drawing. Oh. Sorry. Yeah, well. I just thought we should be clear.
Ah, piss off, you dickhead.
You're a I've just spoken to a f***ing idiot.
Tom and Ollie's Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Bringing that trash in here.
Oh, wow.
That's
that
right.
A lot of...
It's an aggressive time this part of the week. Trash Talk Back Tuesday. Your chance to air your frustrations, your beefs. And we're going for a particularly travel-focused one here.
A transportation focus.
We were on holidays, Tom. We both had overseas trips. I was in Thailand. Yeah, you were in Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah. Hawaii.
Went to Pipeline. Didn't surf. That's okay.
There was no surf. That's okay. Matt, I got a 7.6.
I'm sure there was some surf in the Pipeline.
I have a 7.6 with fat rails. I know how to surf.
You know how to talk. And even that's a stretch. Oh. You were saying you had a beef about the...
Nah, shut up, you pig. I got a beef.
Okay. Any more insults or just pig?
Nah, I stick to pig.
Yeah.
Safe.
One-trick pony. What do you got?
No, it's a one-trick pig. I cannot believe... I've got two for you. Number one, if you're on a flight and you've got a, you're in an economy seat...
Can you just do it as yourself?
No! It's Trash Talk Back Tuesday. I'm being an AM jock, mate. I'm being an AM radio personality. This is my show. I'll do it how I want, pig.
All right, yeah.
If you're on an economy flight and you're in a seat and you want to recline your seat, don't recline all the way back. It's rude to the person behind you.
Oh, get out of town.
No.
Bainbridge, are you serious?
I'm so serious. You can't recline your seat all the way back. Just do a small recline.
Oh, I'm not going to go to sleep at a right angle, D-head. I'm going to recline my seat all the way back. Are you seriously expecting people to not recline?
How am I supposed to watch the seat back film?
The screens have an angle on them.
Yes, and you put the angle on and it's not angled enough, so I can't see it. It's still got the stupid film on it, the privacy film.
Okay.
You can't see the film from an angle, so the angle's too bloody
backwards.
Okay,
Cecil Brown, here's an idea for you, you idiot. Lean back yourself. Then you're both in the same angle.
Yeah, but then the whole plane's leaning back, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what the whole point of the seats are.
No, it's stupid.
Oh,
it's
you're
so ridiculous.
Idiot.
I've got a baggage carousel one as well.
Ah, save it. You've already lost your credit.
Shut up, you pig.
Jace, 133353. How are you?
There you go. Jace the pig's on the phone.
Good. I know what you're thinking. You've spoken to me before.
Yeah,
but when you said about this, I had to call up.
Yeah. Travel beefs, what do you want to say?
I was on a plane to Kuala Lumpur on Singapore Airlines. And the hostess, like four hosties, so one each side and then another one behind him, just walked along with bug spray and just fumigated a lot of us as they walked down.
Oh.
Didn't say anything, just sprayed it.
Yeah, well, I know, you get the bugs out of the plane.
Seems considerate to me.
Yeah.
Jace.
Jeez, Jace, come on, mate.
We were coughing, we were spluttering, like those babies, they were crying, coughing.
Oh, crying.
No,
babies.
No,
they
no good.
They
no good.
Harden up. Those babies should harden up.
Yeah, mate, it's better than getting bloody... dengue fever.
better than being pre-fumigated.
Be reasonable. Did the air hostesses explain why they were doing it?
No, they just walked along silently.
Right,
a can in each hand and just sprayed it.
Well, I wouldn't call that silently. I think you're lying. I think they were making noise with the can in their hands.
Mm. No, well, it was like a bonus for the flight or something. No.
Sure you didn't fall asleep, Jace, you lazy bastard?
You pig.
No, I'm awake for that.
All right.
I might get swine flu.
Well, that's what you get
on
Scare. No, I won't say that airline, but that's what you get. You get what you pay for.
133353. Have you got some gripes about traveling? Some traveling gripes? I've still got that baggage carousel one up my sleeve, Ollie.
Mate, get it off your chest.
Oh, mate.
Get it off your chest now.
Just stand a meter back from the baggage carousel so we can all get our bags.
Well, there it is. That's done.
It was easy,
spent
wasn't it?
It.
133353. Travelling gripes for Trash Talk Back Tuesday. Tom and Ollie. Triple M. It's Goanna with Solid Rock. Before that, Friday, I'm in Love. The Cure. Triple M. Tom and Ollie. The number one development show on this station.
Thank you.
And Naughty After Nine isn't far away. I've got a surefire way to spice up your sex life, which is going to be really great. But Ollie, last night in Naughty After Nine, we did a bit of a poll to find out. Look, I'll do a slight content warning here. But we're talking about number twos and toilet paper, weren't we?
And how much is normal to use?
Yeah, because your girlfriend was using 60 sheets.
Yes, heaps.
Just too many sheets.
So much paper. When most guys, it proved, were using about 8 to 10.
Stand-in producer, Eli.
Yeah.
Work experience boy.
Yeah.
Well, man. He was wrapping his hand.
Wrapping his hand like a glove.
Like a glove.
Like he's some kind of royalty.
Even though he's not buttering the toast, he's not using both sides of the glove. He's just using one side.
There's no need to glove the back of your hand.
Anyway, last night I did reveal to you that I was probably a 4 to 6er.
each time, not each all time. Up, that, and that's a lot. Because 4 to 6 times, how many wipes? Maybe 5 wipes?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's too much.
Just want to let you know.
That's almost 30.
I'm trying to reduce.
You're cutting back?
I mean, I've got Who Gives a Crap toilet paper, so I'm already doing my bit.
Oh, well done.
By getting recycled toilet paper.
Bravo, yeah.
But
what's the ply?
I think it's a 2-ply.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good. It's like my favorite toilet paper.
Yeah.
But we went for the 2, all right? Because you were saying, just do the 2. Just do 2 sheets, fold it in half, and then go for 4 or 5 wipes with that.
Yep.
2 wasn't enough for me, okay? So,
I just not enough fiber in your diet.
No, I've got
too much.
No, there's fine fiber. I've got a lot. I keep myself healthy. Ollie, with your permission, is it okay that I'm doing a 3?
Look,
doing a 3-square.
I used to start on a 3 every time.
It's a 1.5. It's a 1.5 square length per wipe. Because, of course, you're going 3 and folding it in half.
Oh, you're folding in half? No, I'm folding the perforated lines.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. With a 3.
Mm.
Hang on. So you're saying that each time you're saying you're doing 2, that's actually 4 squares.
What?
Of toilet paper. Is that what you're saying?
I pull off 2 squares, fold it in half.
So you got 1 square in total of length.
Oh, of length. Yeah. You shouldn't need a stretch, like a 100-meter stretch of paper.
No, of course not. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm doing a 3, folding it in half, which makes it a 1.5 square length piece of paper. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, you can do that, but I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I used to do that. I've cut back down to 2. But I'm intrigued as to why you're not going for extra thickness. You're going for extra surface area.
Yeah, the surface area is where it's at.
How big's your bottom? Why do you need
1.5? Hang on, but you're using just a you're not folding in half.
Yeah, no.
Well, that's what I'm doing as well.
You're doing a square and a half of length.
Yeah,
I'm
I just a need
square.
A little bit of extra length in my toilet paper. Is that a night?
It seems you've got a big bum. That's okay. Oh. Look, each to their own.
Oh, come
Tom
on.
And Ollie on Triple M.